Y'all, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? That's right. It's Mr. Talk in the house. That's right. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And I am Mr. Talk. How y'all doing out there today? Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. You know, my day is such good. That's right, Joe. It's such a happy song. That's right. I'm telling you, start to show off in a good mood. No matter what you're feeling, you hear that song right there, man, and you get to snap your finger and clapping your hands, and I'm telling you, it puts you in a good mood. So how y'all going out there? Hope everybody had a great weekend. Everybody enjoyed the holiday, you know, the Martin Luther King holiday. You know, I'm telling you, it was, you know, I went back and listened to the show from Friday, and yeah, you know, it was some good points. That was actually a good show. And, you know, I'm telling you, you know, it was some great points made. It really was, especially when the conversation switched to actually Martin Luther King, you know, and it was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. Now, but, you know, it was some things said, and, you know, I wanted to, man, it was some things said, and I wanted to get it out there. You know, as we talk about Martin Luther King, and yes, he did do a lot as for, you know, what he stood for and what he had, he helped get accomplished. Oh, Lord, what was that? However, you know, we can't forget about individuals like Robert Williams, you know, North Carolina. They ended up being, you know, had to run out of the country and live in Cuba for a while, you know. So it was a lot of individuals that actually contributed and led up to, you know, Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement and voter registration and things like that. So, you know, voting rights and things like that. So, yeah, great thing. So I just thought I'd bring that out, you know. But here's my thing. You know, I don't know why all of a sudden we feel like we have to march or everything. It's time to start marching and start doing something. You know what I mean? Hell, we've been marching for eons. I mean, eons we've been marching. Can we get beyond the marching now and get to action, making something really happen? I mean, you march, and then what happens? The march ends, you go home. What was accomplished? Okay, we march. Oh, that was it. But that's all I had to say about that. Anyway, Anyway, that was it. That was it. That's all I wanted to say about that. Anyway, so we had a, you know, the show was outstanding. I want to give a shout out to my co-host, Sister Ngoni, of course, Joe, Antoinette, and a whole lot of other people, you know, that made sure the show went on pretty good. Now, I want to give a shout out to the people in the chat room, Ava, Indiana, Bible Truth, I've been enjoying life, Galactic Scientist, and guest 1701. Thank you for thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we have everybody on the switchboard. Thank you for joining us also. Now, if you want to become part of the show or be active in the show, it's easy. Just give us a call at 347-838-8622. You don't have to talk or anything. You just call on your phone and listen. Or you join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Or you can send me an email, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Or I just said that all wrong. See, I done got fast beyond myself. Okay, here it is. Send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. And the Facebook page is Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Okay. Man, I'm telling you, that's a lot to say. And I don't, if I say it too fast, I get it all confused. But it's all good. It's all good. So, with that being out of the way, it's Tuesday, y'all. It's Tuesday. Second day of the week. So, what we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have us some fun today. Because the topic of the show is men. That's a good one. Men. We're going to talk about some things that a lot of y'all don't want to talk about. But we're going to talk about this today. Because why? Because why? Because I said so. Topic, men, is it okay to bring toys in the bedroom? That's right. Is it okay to bring toys in the bedroom? That is very, 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 very interesting. And I want to know how the men feel. And ladies, for you also, I got a question for you. How do you introduce toys in the bedroom to your man? Or would you feel comfortable doing that? So that's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So anyway, that was it. That was it. All right, now, so while y'all marinating on that, you know, it's time. It's time for some music. It's time for us to have some fun. And, yeah, we're going to have some fun. Yeah, we're going to have a whole lot of fun today. I feel it. I'm going to make sure we have a lot of fun. But you know what? We get to that in a few minutes. All right, here we go, y'all. Now, y'all ready for your Tuesday mix? I'm sure some of you be very pleased with the music, you know. I'm sure you will. But without further ado, y'all, here it is, your Tuesday music mix.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. There it was. There it is. It is now gone. Your Tuesday music mix. We had some Spando Ballet, True, Culture Club, Time, Tears for Fear, Shout, Shout. And then, of course, Wham, Everything She Wants. And that was your music mix for Tuesday, man. I'm telling you. I hope y'all enjoyed that because it was a good one, I think it was really good. All right. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah. Nothing like good music to get you moving and get your brain going and putting you in a good frame of mind. What y'all think about that? I think that is such a wonderful thing. I really do. Anyway, so once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I gave my beautiful co-host, Sister Ngoni, the day off. You know, so she's going to handle some things and just relax. So it's just me, Mr. Talk, in the house today. We going back to the old school where, you know, it was just me and I handled you knuckleheads all day. All right, so that's what we're going to do. Now, once again, the topic of the day, men, when do you bring, is it okay to bring toys? Is it okay to bring toys in the bedroom? And, you know, that I think that's a very interesting question, you know. Yes, Joe. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, you know, this chat room is going crazy. You know, I'm already getting responses. Enjoying life says, I'm thinking that you don't need the toys if you have the real thing. Now, here's the thing about that. You know, when I say bring toys to the bedroom, I'm not speaking of that as you're lacking. You know what I mean? It's not that you're lacking or you're missing anything, but, you know, sometimes sex can get kind of, how can I put it, regular, okay? Monotonous, that's it. You know, sometimes it just gets too regular, you know? It's not saying that it's bad, but, you know, and women out there, y'all know y'all say it all the time. You know, you get ready to do it. You get ready to have sex with your husband, boyfriend, whatever you want to call the booty call, and it's the same thing over and over and over again, you know. And you can count, you know, laying on the pillow, and you can count. Okay, he, she gonna do this. They gonna do this. Okay, we gonna do that, and then it's over with. Understand what I'm saying? So, is it okay to introduce toys in the bedroom to, I guess you say, liven up, you know, liven up your sex life, you know, help with the creativity. Thank you, scientists. You know, help with the creativity in your sex life, you know, to keep it from becoming the same old routine over and over again, you know. So is it okay, men? I'm going to ask the men right now. You know, I'm asking the men right now. Men, is it okay? When is it okay to bring toys into the bedroom? You know what I mean. And I'm not just talking about, but let me clean this up a little bit because I know how some of you raggedy mind individuals are. I'm not just talking about vibrators and, you know, the portable mouths and things like that. I'm talking about things, you know, I'm looking at it in a wider sense of things, you know, as in a little role playing, you know, blindfold, you know, little, you know, handcuffs, you know, stuff. I mean, you know, your mind. I mean, just think about it. You use your mind to do a lot of things on a daily basis, and you come up with all kind of great ideas. When it comes to your sex life in the bedroom, you just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just don't do it, and it becomes monotonous and the same old regular thing over and over again. So, men, with that being, I'm saying that again, when is it okay to introduce toys to a bedroom? And ladies, you know, we're going to get your opinion too. Ladies, if that's the case, how would you introduce that to your man? To help him understand that it's not anything he's doing wrong. It's more to help you and more to help not just you, but your marriage, relationship, whatever, become a little better. Or can that help it become better, or would it help make it worse than what it is? You know what I mean? Enjoying life, says, since you put it like that, Mr. Talk, I can understand that, but if you are having the same old routine, then you should have been added. You should have been added in some excitement and new things. Well, some people just don't do that. You know, some people just don't do it because they never think of that kind of stuff. That's all I'm saying about it. You know, they don't think about that. Only thing they think about is, okay, let me get in here and get me some booty and I'm good. On both sides of the table. And the ladies may be thinking, well, maybe I need to do this, but they're too scared to ask the husband or the boyfriend to do it. Why? Because they're not sure of the man's ego. You know, men, we have some funny egos. You know what I mean? I know. Okay. All right. I'm through rambling now. I'm through, y'all. I don't know if I made any sense, but I'm through rambling. So let me bring in this individual with his hand up. And you know what? I'm sure he's going to add something to it. So anyway, here it is, y'all. Joe from Montana with the goats, of course. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
Not as well as you are. You are a happy individual.
There you go.
Don't worry. You know me. I'll just slide on with the next topic. Well, the next topic is the toys. You know what? This is going to sound a little strange. I think that the toys are going to be good if the relationship is going well. I think I think most people want to bring them in if the relationship is doing poorly or if there's boredom. I think if you're doing well, right, if everything is doing fine, then, I think then whoever introduces the toys, if both people are on the same page, they'll just do it just to find out what it's like, as opposed to trying to bring in a toy to try to revitalize something that's failing. Because if they're trying to revitalize something that's failing, they're admitting to one another that the sex life isn't really that good. But if the sex life is good and their emotions are really well in sync, then if they bring something in, it's just like, well, maybe like watching a new movie or watching a new TV program, just something just to try it out, not to prove anything, but to see what will it add. If it doesn't add anything good, nothing wasted. You know, we can always go back to our great hugging and kissing and making love the way we like. But if it's really good, then we found something that's a little bit additional, you know, without hurting each other's feelings. So I think if you introduce toys when something is going well, I think that probably does add to the, I don't know about romance, but it does add to the sexual excitement.
So you don't think it could actually add to a romance of the actual romantic
it could,
part of
it? Yes. You know, but I don't like romance anyway. You know. I don't. I only like romance when a relationship is already set in. I don't like romance trying to create a relationship that's based upon false expectations, Hollywood, and Disneyland. I like it better when the relationship is already set based upon each other's recognition of the other's qualities, you know. Because if a guy really wants to, I mean, if he's halfway decent looking, right, he can be a very great romancer. He can lie to women and get them all lathered up if he really wanted. But what does that really do for the woman? What does that do for him? Nothing.
Yeah. You know, from my experience, that don't work, Joe.
No,
that don't work. No.
But suppose you have a really good relationship, right? I mean, really good. You really trust each other. You really understand each other. You really respect one another. Now you do things because you want to. Now, every once in a while, once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe you change the oil in the car, you change the gas in the car. You squeeze her ass, or she squeezes your ass when you're doing the dishes, or, you know, you send a little text that she doesn't expect, you know, to let your mate know that you're really thinking about them, that you appreciate them for who they are. I think that's romance, after the relationship is already there. What do you think?
Hmm. You know what? That's some good points. But what if even the relationship is good and going on, Joe? But what if, you know, you still need that spark in the bedroom? It's not necessarily saying that, you know, it's bad, but, you know, you just need that spark to bring it in. A jump start.
Sure, bring it in. You know, not every man is a good lover. Not every woman is a good lover. You know, maybe you really care for each other because of each other's personalities and characters. But there is something, as you say, is lacking in the bedroom. So bring in a toy. So what he can't do with his, I don't like the word penis.
Tallywhacker. Say tallywhacker.
Right, with his tallywhacker. Bring in the Energizer buddy.
But I mean, not just the Energizer buddy, you know, but I'm just, you know, just something to spice it up. It don't necessarily need to be the Energizer buddy, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It don't
need, I mean, you were talking before about role play. Let's say let's say somebody wants to pretend to be the, or she wants to pretend to be the housemaid, and you want to pretend to be the master of the house. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can reverse roles. You know, you can allow her to be the dominatrix from a movie, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
There's some movies in which some women are the dominant character on the screen, and you can be the person that she's trying to dominate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever role. Yeah.
Whatever role.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Hmm. Interesting. Okay, Joe, but we got somebody else with their hand up, so let me bring them in.
Okay.
And see if we can get another point of view on this thing. All right. So let's see. Hello, area code 313. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you?
Oh, was I in your queue?
Huh?
I didn't know that I had hit the button.
Yeah, you had hit the button.
I was really just listening, but I think that it's I think it's an interesting topic. I'm just sitting and listening. I guess my first question would be, who would initiate bringing the toys into the bedroom?
See, and that is a very, very good question. Now, who would it be? Would that be solely on the woman, or could the man actually initiate it?
Both. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, because society today, you know, certain men aren't supposed to do certain things, I guess, without having an ulterior motive. But that is a very good question, you know?
I would just like to say that passion is not something that just takes place in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're passionate about your man all day long. When you get up in the morning, you know, generally if, you know, when the sun rises, so does the penis. So if a sister is having problems, maybe she needs to get in tune with the sun and get in the rhythm. But I think it's important to know that if you love somebody and you care and you have passion for that person, that's something that's going on 24/7. And it's not about just being in the bedroom. You can
mm-hmm.
have a stimulating conversation. Man. You know, that will turn you on.
Mm.
Now, I'm not the mechanics of lovemaking. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that we've been programmed to think that it appears or it shows itself a certain way. When you give of yourself, if you're giving of yourself, it's more than just a hard penis penetration, you know. It's you
mm-hmm.
rubbing her feet or she rubbing your feet, rubbing your hands, your ears, massaging your head on top of your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
you know. And maybe that's, I mean, I don't understand why, you know, because there's a preoccupation of people looking outside of themselves to be aroused. And that's something that's internal. It's an internal thing. Being sensual, You know, it's not just the mechanics, and people are taking all these different drugs to have a hard-on for 4 hours. What the hell are you going to do with a 4-hour hard-on?
Invite a lot of people. Okay.
Well, if that's the case, because that's my question. Most women want a penis that is hard because blood is running through it,
mm-hmm.
not a battery. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're mm-hmm. energy. We're energy. I don't understand. give up some of the energy, and you can have what you want.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay.
We don't need all these artificial. You know, we need to be real with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can have what you want. You know, but we got to get out of the mindset that it's 1, 2, 3. You know, it's not. So that's all I have to say. I hope I was not too vague in the way I was speaking, but.
No, you're good. You're good. I mean, what you're saying does make a lot of sense. However, sometimes just the penis and the vagina and, I agree with you. I do agree with you as far as the sensuality and how you can do that in your mind or get your
And it really is in your mind. You know, there's
right.
people that masturbate, and I mean, I've talked to some folks, and I mean, they say it's vivid. Their imagination is so vivid that they can do it. And that's what it, you know, your mind.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. This is Sister Ottawa, right? Make sure I'm talking to the right person. Okay. All right. Just making sure. that is great. But, you know, why can't you take some of that what's in your mind and transfer it over to something, I guess you say, physical in the bedroom with someone or with your mate?
But you
know
can.
I mean?
But you know what? You're two individuals in the bed with different thoughts. So it's about, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking, I don't know what I'm saying, but I know that it is not, you know, you have to be able to go within yourself. They have, what is it that they call it? I don't know if it's Tantra, but it's Eastern exercises that you can do that help stimulate. Because, see, one thing you have to understand is that your penis have nerve endings that connect to every organ in your body. The sexual
mm-hmm.
act is to be a healing. It is a healing. It is not for you to just jack off and jack off and jack off. Right now, we have in our community a high percentage of brothers with prostate cancer. Nobody ever discussed the fact that we are ejaculating too much. That's your life force. You are spilling your life force. Every time you beat your meat and let your sperm shoot to the floor, that's your life force. So brothers need to learn to breathe and stretch that thing out, because the greatest pleasure is right before that orgasm. Now, if you can stretch that bad boy out, you're really
mm-hmm.
doing something.
Mm.
It's not for you to spill your seed. It's something for you to, oh, my goodness. It is for us to heal ourselves. It's not for you. I mean, no animal fucks every night, okay? That's not the natural flow. Okay? We gotta really connect ourselves to the universe. And I tell you, if men are having a problem with women, pay attention to the moon. Okay?
Mm-hmm. The moon?
Pay attention to the moon, because she is her cycle. It's connected to the moon. And so when you get to that full moon, the sister ready, okay?
Mm. All right. So a full moon equals, go ahead.
Well, it can. It depends on your energy, your vibration, brother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
but,
okay.
It's about us connecting because we're opposites and we give each other balance. And that's what we have to get into, you know. And if we can get into that flow, and that's knowing thyself. That's knowing thyself. We need some anatomy classes. You know, brothers need to be able to sit quietly and listen to sisters talk and figure out how they fit in. That's what really should be happening. But we've got...
Listen.
I'm telling you something that is real.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm telling you something real. How are you going to know about a woman? You can't tell a woman how she's carrying on inwardly or outwardly.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that's not the right thing. However, you know, switching to the other side, in a lot of cases, women need to listen to men also. Wouldn't you think that goes both ways?
Well, all right. I'm through.
No? Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm through. I don't talk too much.
No, you haven't.
I got a message. Somebody said, slow down. You're talking too much. So, all right.
See, they're telling you the wrong thing. You're not talking too much.
I know they are, but that's okay. I might be talking too much.
I will take
the advice.
Don't run away now. Don't run away now.
I ain't running away. I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, thank you, Sister Ottawa. And, of course, you know your line is always open. Let me bring Michael and Mr. Beasley on the air also into this conversation. All right, gentlemen, how are y'all doing today?
I'm good. That freaky Mike talk. I know he wants to talk. He's chomping at the bit. Go on,
Michael.
Freaky Mike.
Mike, are you there? All facts. Well, he's on another call. So, well, you know, so Joe and Mr. Beasley, since Mike went on a call, what do you think about Sister Ottawa's comments?
She has opinions. That's a good thing. I always enjoy listening to her talk. I didn't know there was a correlation between masturbation and prostate cancer, but, you know, who knows?
Well, you got to look at the moon.
I don't know about that either.
Joe, fix your phone.
I fixed you.
No.
I was enjoying listening to her. I got some smiles.
You got some smiles?
I got some smiles and a couple of giggles. I'm not really laughing at her.
I think she actually gave some good advice, really. You know, but
yeah,
I think
Go ahead. Until you suggested that communication is a two-way street, then she shut down. A man should listen to women.
Right.
But when you said women should listen to men, like the brakes came on.
No, that's not correct. What I was saying
that
in terms of how her body functions, you need to listen to women. That's what I said. Not that
women,
if they have a good idea, I'll listen.
Have a good idea?
Right. With all due, you up there in Detroit, Michigan. With them dudes, and they all confused and mixed up and too slick for their own good anyway. So it's not really.
But
their
I'm
fault.
Not.
I'm
not confused.
I didn't say that you are. I always thought that you were
I'm
smart.
Just saying. I'm
I
not
always
confused.
Thought that, I always
and
thought
I
that you were sharpening on the ball.
Okay. So hold on for a minute. So, Sister Ottawa, what you're saying is you would listen if it had. Maybe some, how can I put it, some relevance to what you wanted, but other than that, if a man sat down and just talked to you about it, you really wouldn't, you would turn a deaf ear to it?
No, I didn't say that. Absolutely not. I said at the feet of great men. No, that's not what I said.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just clarifying. Just clarifying it. All right. Let's see if Michael ready to join us today. Michael, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. I'm on the other line. Yeah, Mr. Talk. Yeah. Just keep me unmuted. I'm going to mute my phone. I'm on the other line.
Okay.
So you're fighting for air space. When you got the air spaces, hold on.
All right. So, well, anyway, so Sister Awa, what would you do if a man actually suggested that you bring toys into the bedroom? Would you look at him kind of suspiciously, or would you
like he's a damn fool?
Okay, why?
Well,
why would you
call listening to men.
why would you look at him like a dang fool?
Because if he knows me, then he knows I don't play like that. I don't go that way. No, absolutely not. Viagra, all that stuff these folks taking, no, absolutely not. I'm a natural woman.
Okay, so what about role playing?
What role playing? That's the problem now. Everybody fucking pretending. Now don't ask me no more questions, okay? Mute me.
See, that's the problem. Everybody's pretending. But you see, this is to better your sex life, right? I mean, if you go into it with a closed mind. If you're going into it with a closed mind, then, you know, how can you expect your... I mean, everybody doesn't have a perfect sex life, you know? I'm just saying, because everybody goes through these little ruts where you become normal, you know, especially if you're in a committed relationship. So
like
what's
I said,
wrong with
you? Yeah, like I said before, you don't have to be in a slump in order to introduce some toys. What's wrong with two people who are really enjoying themselves, and not because they're bored, but they're thinking, you know what? This little toy seems to be okay. Why don't we try it? And the other person says, yeah, why not? That means that neither one of them are threatened by a dildo or handcuffs or a glow in the dark or anything like that. They just want to try something new, not because there's something wrong with the relationship, but because... they're secure within themselves. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. You know, anybody else want to join the conversation today, give us a call, 347-838-8622, and we're asking a question, men, when is it okay to introduce sex toys into the bedroom? Huh?
I tried that role playing one time. I pretended I was a French guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Ramon Chari. You know, and I did the accent and all that kind of bullshit. I wore myself out in 15 fucking minutes. I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So I guess you can say, you know, depending on what you is. But shouldn't this be a joint decision, not just
one
individual?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's say you wanted to do something, right? And right, the girl says no when you can't do it unless she agrees, and vice versa. So it always has to be joined. Now, somebody may acquiesce, you know, but then that's going to create some sort of resentment, you know, because whoever's saying yes may not really want to do it and may feel awkward, confused, embarrassed to do it, but is doing it anyway, and maybe will resent the guy or the girl.
Okay. All right. So what about men? I'm just going to ask this question, put it on my desk. Sister Oliver said she didn't want to talk about it anymore. What about men? Is it if your woman came and asked you that, would you be more receptive to it?
It
depends. Or would you look at her like something's going on?
If she wants to bring a dildo in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it because I'm not satisfying her, or is it because I am satisfying her, but out of curiosity, she wants to taste, not taste, but she wants to feel, you know, what something, you know, that's has an energizer bunny behind it, you know, just to find out what it feels like. And let's say she gets her rocks off even better with the dildo. If that dildo is not interfering with our love life, in other words, if she still wants me for companionship, for good natural sex, for communication, I'm not gonna worry about it.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Joe. Is it possible that men do not introduce sex toys into the bedroom because they feel insecure that the lady wouldn't want to, have sex with them anymore once toys are introduced?
Well, sure.
I mean, when we're talking about dildos and rabbits and bullets and all those good things.
Well, sure, why not? I mean, if the dildo is really, when I saw a video where they have these actual sex machines where the girl just positions herself in front of the machine is fucking the shit out of her, all right? Now, the way the machine is doing it, no man could ever repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what a good woman wants is a good man's arms around her. She wants to hear him tell her, you know, sweet things. You know, I hope it's not that overly romantic. But, I mean, she wants a good companion, her best friend, who happens to be a man with a good enough cock, or if the, let's say he's not that good in the bedroom for now. I believe that if two men, if they communicate with each other, they should be able to increase their sex life.
Right.
You know, because not everybody can do it well at the very beginning. You really have to find out what your partner likes. And that comes with communication, with acceptance, with exploring the body.
You know what? I agree with that. I really do. You know, and Sister Ottawa said something, and I kind of hit on it, but, you know, Galactic Scientist in the chat room says, I think it just depends on the comfort level of the couple involved. Which is good. As long as his ego is not the texture of an eggshell, they can do just about anything. That's true. But how many men are walking around here with an ego that strong to where they feel secure enough to introduce things into the bedroom? You understand?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Here's another question. If the man is insecure, is he unjustified in being insecure? Let's say he's really laying the pipe, but the girl really has a ravenous appetite. Now, shouldn't he be insecure if the girl isn't really rational? In other words, let's say, for example, she's so insecure within herself that she wants to have mechanical devices rather than the human flesh, because with the mechanical device, she can get her way all the time. Now, he can be good, but maybe she just wants to make sure she's in control all the time. So if he's insecure, why should anybody accuse him of having an unjustified insecurity? Maybe it is justified, not because he's at fault, but maybe because she is, or vice versa. You know, maybe she is very secure, but he's insecure for the wrong reason. You know, so I think, you know, again, if two people are very secure within themselves and they really enjoy each other and they're satisfying each other, if they want to bring in the toy just to find out of curiosity, because, I mean, a lot of people have, you know, curiosity. They want to find out what something is like, not necessarily because it's a remedy to a problem. The problem doesn't exist. It's just curiosity.
Okay. All right. You know, that makes a lot of sense. I just got a text that said, what about emotions and passion like the lady was saying? You know.
Like Bible Benny was saying about 15 minutes ago, yeah. If you have passion, if you have
feelings towards one another. If two people are as close to rational as possible, if mm-hmm. they accept one another, respect one another, understand one another, et cetera, et cetera, I don't think the dildo can really replace that. I think maybe the girl can get better orgasms, but she's not going to prefer the dildo over the man because the dildo can't give her respect, understanding, et cetera.
Okay, I understand. But, you know, in this instance, you're not using you're not using the dildo or whatever to replace the man. You're using it to help enhance your actual sex, you know, with your partner.
Why not? I agree with you. Let's say the man...
Or love making. Huh?
Yeah, let's say the man isn't really that good in bed, right? He knows and
mm-hmm.
she knows. She really
right.
cares about him, though. So he
right.
says, you know what? I care about her so much that I am. Instead of me trying to fake it, let me bring in the dildo. So he tries as best he can. She doesn't mind too much, you know, his attempts, but they're not really, you know, really orgasmic. But the dildo is. So now she's got it both ways. She's got something which can make her feel orgasmic, really get her, you know, juices flowing. And
mm-hmm.
she has somebody that she cares for and who cares for her.
Hmm. Okay. That
well,
makes
she's
sense.
Getting the rocks off, and, you know, why not?
Okay. Galactic scientists say, if true passion is there, they won't have time for toys. Okay. Well, let me bring Miss Ebony in. I'm sure she has a lot to say on this subject. I guess I shouldn't have said it like that. Hello, Miss Ebony.
So glad.
Hello, Miss Ebony. How you doing?
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hello, Ebony.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. I don't know why you took it in that voice. Okay.
You don't know, huh? You don't know, huh? At the end of the show, quite sudden, all of a sudden. Yeah, you don't know, huh? Okay, we'll
no,
see.
I have no
Thursday.
Idea. I have no
Good
idea.
You.
I think you need to keep your madness to yourself. Okay. I think it's a great topic. I think it's a really interesting one, and I can understand why people are a little bit coy or, you know, don't want to integrate so strongly with the topic vocally. Maybe because a lot of people know that it could show up as, you know, maybe they have issues. If they say I don't like it or I don't think it's a good thing, maybe you have issues with, you know, your own ability to satisfy someone, and maybe you don't want it there because you don't want it to show up that you aren't as good as you say you are or you think you are. So there is always that factor. But I think it's a great opportunity to try something different if you want to do that. But everything has to be done with agreement, right? So there's
mm-hmm.
no point, you know, introducing something. I think the question's wrong. You can't introduce something without agreement. And if you're going to introduce a man, you know, on what premise are you introducing it? Because most of the pleasure that you're talking about is for the woman. So sometimes I think it's for the woman to say, actually, I'd like to try that. I think if you're going to introduce it as a man, then you're going to have to get a conversation with that woman so you're both on the same page about it being introduced. Right?
Let me ask, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Ed, let me ask you a question. I don't want to put you on the spot, so I'm not going to put you on the
don't
spot.
Don't try.
I'm not.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, hold on a second. Here's the thing. Do you think
yeah.
that some of the women that you know, or maybe don't know, but maybe because of these weird quizzes that you keep gathering because of
uh-huh.
your information, do you think it's possible for a woman who has a man that she really cares about, if that man introduces, let's say, the dildo, and the dildo is really giving her the orgasms that her man really isn't, do you think that will diminish the relationship necessarily, or do you think because he realizes that he's not as good in bed as he would like to be, but he would like to satisfy her, that because of the introduction of the dildo, that possibly the woman might appreciate him more?
Yeah, there's that possibility, you know, because I think it's you thinking, actually, I would like, you know, my partner to have the best experience they can have. And it could be her as well. I think Galactic Scientist is right. There's not just dildos. There's all sorts of things for both sexes. Mm. So, you know, you may do something in terms of toys, but she might want to see you dress up or do something different. And it might be a nice experience for her to have you try something different as a man. You know, when you question, which is about satisfaction or you or the possibility, or it opens up a conversation which suggests that you're bringing something to make someone happy, then don't we both want to be happy? Is mm-hmm. going to be my question. Okay? So you can't escape a conversation. You're going to have to talk about it. You know, or someone may not, she may not want that to be introduced. I've had friends who say, well, no, girlfriend, I do not want to go down that route. And they're positively against it. Now, if you showed up with a bunch of dildos to that kind of woman, you're in trouble already, right?
So, well, I wouldn't say in trouble, but let's just say
that
we
don't
have to
like it, if she's already anti, you know, you can't force someone to do something that they don't want to. What you need to do is to talk to that person. It's not that hard. Open your mouth.
Well, I am agreeing with you, PM.
Or is it MP?
MP. Mm. You do know that Ebony is in training to become an MP eventually. You do know that, Eric, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was waiting for my show to share it, but I've been coaching for a year now, and today she told me she had a proposal at Christmas. We haven't managed to talk, and she's getting married very soon. So I am really, really pleased for her.
Oh, so you're talking about one of your students, huh?
Yeah, one of my people that I'm coaching. And she did the proposal, and she's going to be married real soon. So I'm really happy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that is so
really.
Cool.
And she's going to the Philippines to get married. She's from the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
She's married to this guy, and yeah, they're going to the Philippines. And I've been invited along. I'm so excited. Okay.
Oh, good. Bring her on your show on Thursday. Let me see what I can do with that.
Anyway. Let's get back to what we were talking about. So, Ebony, let me ask you this question. So, what you're saying, it's a bigger problem if men introduce it instead of women into the bedroom?
No, it doesn't matter who introduces it. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a man that says, I want it. You know, men may have a little ego thing going on if a woman says, I would like one. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I think you know, the male ego can be quite rampant when you start to, bring up issues around who is delivering and what you might
good freaking
get what you want. It can be a contentious issue. So I think women, my advice to women would be go very nice and softly and gently and say, you know what, maybe this is for me just to have a little extra. But you know what, hey, baby, you're still doing it as good as you always were. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want to stop that person from or make that person feel like what they're contributing is not good enough and that you've now replaced them with a toy. Like, can you replace a human being? Not really. No, you're absolutely right, Joe. We need love and affection, and a toy does not do it all. But sometimes it can feel like, right? So, especially if you're not getting that level of satisfaction and all
you
really
know what?
Want is something to make it feel really great. So I think it balances, checks and balances, and you have to support each other by having really great conversations about it so that you both feel comfortable. Nobody feels like they've been underrated or you know, or low, you know, they're only lower in a position that you share, integrate it into the relationship nicely. If it doesn't need to be there, it doesn't need to be there, you know, but you don't, and you always bring it out every occasion because sometimes that can tell you that actually, you know, you've been replaced, you know. So, you know, it's like check the balance. You've got to be smart about it. You know, but I think everybody deserves to have something great in their love life. And if it helps you that way, yeah.
Well, what would you think about this? Since we're always talking about whether or not men are insecure about the introduction of certain toys, what if a man likes to have a certain toy that that really helps him? Okay, in other words, the woman isn't really good, let's say, with the mouth. Now, he can get a certain toy that gets him off.
Okay.
And So how do you think the women in general, okay, would think about that?
Well, I think men would have this toy. They have the left hand, don't they? Okay. So.
Well, they do. They have the left hand, right hand. But there's some, you're right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But there are, you know, there are toys. No. There are toys for men.
There are toys.
So a whole lot of them out there.
So if he's using that one, let's say, and he's telling his partner, you know, babe, you know, I really, you know, you're good, but this is better. But it has nothing to do with the way that I feel about you. How do you think the female ego?
I think if you use the words that this is better, you're already saying that, you know, you're not good enough in what you give me and how you make me feel. So it is about language. It's about using the right language and being very sensitive to the people that are in that connection. Because you start telling me this better, well, keep doing that, and I'll see you later. Do you know what I mean?
See, that is the female ego. That is the insecurity of the female ego.
Right. The women have an ego, too, about what you're saying. So that's why I say be careful.
That's why, that's why I asked you.
Don't
but
say
what
it's
about,
better. Say it's
what about if a male... If a man uses that as an instructional tool, you know, let's say, you know, that the lady is, you know, she's not that good at giving head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets one of these toys just to show her, you know, or teach her, I guess you would say, you know, exactly what he likes. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, anything is acceptable as long as you're in agreement and you introduce it in a way that doesn't hurt the other person. And I think if you're communicating, and, you know, the interesting thing is everybody talks about the issues that can come up, but there are never any issues when you're communicating in the right way with the person that you love, okay? Because, you know, hopefully you're not going to use this for the boot pull or the side chick or whatever. Maybe you might. But, you know, whatever you're doing, you've got to introduce it in a way so that you hear the other person and you respect them in whatever you're doing. So if you're going to teach me how to do it, I'm fine with it, you know. You know, maybe I'm better than it. Maybe, you know, whatever. But you need to communicate so the person doesn't feel alienated.
There's another thing, too. At the very beginning, I'm sure, and I think it's natural, that people are going to feel insecure when somebody is going to introduce something, because they might feel that, as you've already mentioned, that, you know, well, maybe I can be replaced, or this is better than what I'm doing. Maybe in some way he or she doesn't feel as highly about me as before. But here's what I've learned. I knew a chick who, when I was doing it with her, she had to diddle herself. She had to take her two fingers, and she had to stimulate herself while I was doing it to her. I didn't like it. I thought, hey, aren't I good enough to get you, you know, stimulated? But after a few times, she kept on doing it. So I used to kid her about that. But as time wore on, there was, you know, we weren't doing anything that was really steady. But as time wore on, she still wanted to go to bed with me, even though she was diddling herself. So I knew I wasn't being replaced. It was just her way of getting more stimulation at that particular moment. So
let me ask you this question, Joe. In that case, why didn't you start diddling her, as you say?
How am I going to...
If you know that's what she liked, you know, why didn't you...
How am I going to fuck her and diddle her at the same time? No.
Huh?
Can't fuck her and diddle her at the same time. No.
Why not, Joe?
I'll give it a rest. Will you?
I mean, what I'm saying is,
somebody
you know,
who's,
if no,
now
see, here's, that's a good example. You know, if you know that's what she likes and that's what she does, won't you take the initiative and beat her to the point and help her?
Well, if I have to concentrate on using my fingers at the same time while I'm you know, pushing back and forth, no, I want to enjoy myself. She's already doing it.
Would you consider that being selfish?
No.
I might want to do it to please her occasionally, but I'm not going to do it on a regular basis. No. If she wants to do it, yeah, let her do it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So sometimes, I wanted to say, guys, because, you know, we are talking about a woman, okay? Women. Okay. Just to say that maybe she needs to do that herself, because that's the pleasure she gets when she's involved in the act. It's not something that you have to do necessarily to her to make her feel that way. sometimes she needs to do that for herself. So that's why sometimes, you know, men think they're all encompassing. They have to do everything to make a woman feel the way that she wants to feel. It doesn't always mean that. Sometimes we got to do stuff that's just about us. Sometimes, you know, I've talked to girls and they've said to me, I've had an orgasm, right? But, you know, if I have a dildo, he's finished doing what he does, I'll go and do what I'm doing. And I'm fine with it because I can go to sleep and feel better. You know, everybody's different. And I think that's the thing that you got to learn, that sometimes you don't have the solution. Okay? You just don't
have
it.
Whole fun, that's the whole part of the fun, is trying to find the solution.
Yeah. But you might
trying
not
to crack the code. And once you crack the code, they don't go away. You got to crack the puzzle. You got to find your way through the maze. And bingo. Once
and
you
bingo.
Got it.
As long as it's mutual.
See, what if you don't get it? What if she isn't
able to...
You
won't find it if you try hard enough.
Hold on.
Women ain't that hard, and they all have different spots. And you
right.
got to understand the way a vagina's constructed.
But there's
good
some
grief.
Women...
You, or their ears. It might be their ears. It might be the little area on their neck. And then you ask them questions. And as far as a woman, you know, diddling herself, as he says, man, go down there and take a look and watch the show.
Well, like I said, after a while...
Now, the only problem is the girl that I'm seeing got fingernails, and sure, she moves it real quick and everything, and she, like, damn near poked my eye out and everything. You might want to get some goggles. That shit wasn't that much fun. That much wasn't fun, but I got some little goggles like Michael Phelps, and I get right down there, and I just get ready for the waterworks show. Man, you guys are square over there in other parts of the world, man. You guys come to California where we're a little bit more sexually free and liberated.
Oh, Lord. There's some women. There are some women never get an orgasm, and they go for a lifetime of having sex with guys. And I don't know if it's that the guys.
Those are those repressed, problematic
yeah.
chicks. They've got all kind of problems in their head. If they can't come, and you try all these things, then that's their issue. You know, they've got it's in their head, and it might be some physical, but I would say probably about 85% of it's in their head. 15% of the time it's physical, and some people are just uptight and can't let go and have all these dang rules and regulations, and they're not no fun, particularly at this stage of life. They're not no fun. They're not any fun. They have all kinds of hang-ups. They're uptight about everything. They get mad about, they get upset and uptight about shit that doesn't even dang matter, and that's why they can't release, and they have all this uptightness when it comes to having sex.
Wow.
Now, they need some toys.
They need some toys. All right.
Yeah, some,
well,
lights,
hold on.
Some drones to drop helicopter drones that drops
Lord.
Honey and sugar and honey nut Cheerios.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, Beasley.
You're the one that brought up toys.
I know, and we're going to continue to talk about them, too.
That's
Let
fine.
Me bring in Mr. Lowe and see what Mr. Lowe has to add to the conversation.
Man,
welcome to the show, Mr. Lowe. How are you doing today?
I'm well, sir. Hello, all.
Hello, Shalom. What's the biblical perspective on a dildo?
God.
That's a good thing.
All right.
Absolutely. It brings balance.
Oh, my to God.
To an unbalanced world, it brings balance. You got people doing everything now, man. You got a 50-some-year-old man on this line talking about, oh, yeah, that's no fun. And man, 50, your fun was like, your fun ran out of your pencil probably 15 years ago.
That you've referred to my pencil a number of times over the course of the past few months. And I've got concerns about you. I've really got concerns about you, and I've let it slide up till now, but I would appreciate you. You could call me names. You could take me in the green room and curse me out, and we could be cool the next day.
Oh,
but these references to my pencil,
to the
they got to cease and desist.
No pencil references.
They got to cease and desist. They got to cease and desist. They really should stop.
Man.
With all due respect.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to enjoy
Take me in the green room. You can cuss me out. You can call me any name in the book. And guess what? I'll probably cuss back at you. And tomorrow, we can just say, hey, good afternoon, good afternoon, Beasley. And we can continue on. But these pencil references, they make me very nervous and uncomfortable.
Oh,
and I'm a sodomite.
That's why I get to call somebody.
I'm just letting you know how he's making me feel.
Yeah, I know. I knew a girl who had a boyfriend. I used to call him Pencil Prick, and she used to laugh her ass off. Now I'm finding out Beasley's awfully sensitive.
Wow. Okay.
That's funny.
Call me anything but Pencil Prick. Okay.
But you know, all those toys can do for a woman is they can wear her out.
So Lowe, do you have a favorite toy?
Huh?
Have you got a favorite toy of your own that you like?
Yeah, it just happens to be attached to my woman.
Good response, Lowe.
Absolutely, and vice versa.
I know, right? So, Lo, so if your wife came up to you and say, honey, you know, I want to try something new. How about, you know, we get so-and-so and bring it in the bedroom? Would you be receptive to that? Would you be like, oh, hell no.
I can kill all the noise with one answer. I already know it's going to happen. That's not going to happen.
That's not that question.
Right. Well, so you want to yell. You do that on your own time.
Lo, you know damn well if she said she got some gumbo flavored butt plugs, you would be jumping up with your ass in the air. Oh, goddamn well. You need to quit lying. Fuck you on the Mr. Talk Show now.
He trying hard to dig out that hole.
I ain't in no hole.
Wow. Oh, Lord, that is
crazy. My God, baby, not the gumbo flavor. You would jump up around like Scooby-Doo.
You can't get this type of advice by going to a counselor, I tell you that.
No, right? Not at all.
No, we don't get on like that, man. But
so needless
no,
to
like
say,
I said, yeah, just yeah, you take that on, do that on your own time.
Okay. So needless to say, you do not encourage, you would not recommend bringing toys into the bedroom. Okay.
Be creative for what you got.
I have a question. Ask it. What? No, I'm asking Mr. Talk. Be a little more specific. What do you mean by toys? I didn't know what a butt plug was until someone told me about it. I'm like, for real, people do that?
Yeah. When you say toys, you can say dildos, rabbits, bullets, you know, dress up, handcuffs, you know.
Handcuffs.
You know, blindfolds, you know, role play,
no
things like that.
I was right, yeah. We got the Jew in the fucking chapping with another goddamn stupid fucking name.
Oh.
Lethal. I can't read it.
Okay.
It's all right. No, he's a product of anal sex. He's a butt baby.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so when you say that, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Fix your phone, Joe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, but... You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, anything that's not natural, put it that way, you know, you can consider a toy.
Ebony, and myself, you already agreed that we all, whatever's mutual, it's cool.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter.
No, as long as it's mutually accepted, it's on good terms, it's not creating resentment, it's cool.
And that's another issue. What if it becomes an issue?
Yeah,
on either side now, not just the woman's side, but even on the man's side.
Mm-hmm. You know, what if it becomes an issue then? How do you stop it?
You got to stand up for yourself. Got to put your foot down.
Put your foot down.
Yeah.
Ah.
Then if it does become an issue, then the man was justified for being insecure, or the woman was justified for being insecure. But again, that means that the relationship wasn't going well. Even if you're going to get an orgasm from some sort of machine or some sort of toy, if that's not a substitute for pure passion, pure mutuality, holding each other, I don't get it. I can understand the orgasmic part of it, the physical side of it, but the other part,
mm-hmm.
you're really transmitting feelings? No.
Oh, okay.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No. So if you're introducing something, and if that little something is creating some sort of rift in the relationship, I don't think you really had a strong relationship to begin with.
You could have had a strong relationship. You just might not like sandpaper around you, you know, around your parts.
Well, yeah, well, okay, Beast.
Someone stapling your scrotum to your thigh just might not be your idea of fun.
Weird me. I should really enjoy that kind of shit.
I hope that
I don't enjoy it. You're talking about toys and you're talking about extremes. People have all kind of fetishes. There's people there are S&M people out there. There are people that like to be sadistic, and there's people that are like to be masochists and like to be dominated and abused and actually like a little bit of pain. I'm not one of them.
Oh,
but they're out there.
You had to clarify that, huh?
I didn't have to, but you know, people have a tendency to twist your words anyway. So yeah, I did clarify. People will twist your words on any topic and subject, and they're like, "Yeah, I can hear it on another show."
But what if your spouse actually had a fetish and you didn't realize it until, you know, later on in the relationship? And it was something that you didn't sit right with you. How would you react to that? Lo, don't be quiet on this show. You're talking 800 times any other time. Come on. Don't be running.
Well, you need to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's not always honest.
That's true.
Honest.
Too much honesty breaks up relationships.
Right, and yeah, and then maybe there's some things you don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find out by accident, you just be like, dang, wow.
Well, you know, people need to stop putting out stories that aren't true. I think that's, you know, be real about yourself. You know, if it ain't working, it ain't working.
So why is that so hard? I mean, besides, you know, you don't want to hurt his feelings or hurt her feelings. Why is that so hard to let the individual know? And then try and do something to make it better if you really care about that person.
Well, I think sometimes, I mean, if you care about that person, you can't. I saw a thread on Facebook this morning just as I got to work. And I had Vicky on the phone. I was talking to her at the same time. Looked on Facebook and I saw this message. This woman said, "I'm a virgin. I just got married to a guy." It was a Christian website. Christian two Christian people, singles and married. This one was saying, you know, "I'm a virgin. I waited for my husband, got married to him, and on my wedding night found out he was impotent."
Ooh.
Okay?
Ooh.
Now.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
She'll never miss what she never had.
That's not something you can fix on a wedding night or any other time maybe you can fix. It's not easy to fix that, and when you've waited how many months or whatever for the love of your life, or years in her case, and to find out it doesn't work, and don't tell me he didn't know. He knew, okay? But he's now trapped someone in a marriage, and she's got to get her way out. You know, you've got people on the thread saying, divorce him, whatever. It's not that easy when you fell in love with that person, made a commitment, and that person could not tell you the truth about their own body. And they left you to find out on the wedding night.
She might have just had a bad night, and it could be her.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Did you hear the way she said that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, really. Yes, really.
Like to do that.
Yes, really.
For the sake of argument, I'll go along with the story.
I think the whole story is contrived anyway to get reaction on Facebook. I don't think that's a real story.
Oh,
I really don't. I really don't. But for the sake of argument, for the sake of arguments, you don't have glorious sex on your honeymoon night. Does that ruin the marriage? And you should divorce someone? No, they'll find a way to have sex.
Yeah, but Beasley, okay.
Yes.
Why do women have to be left with that decision? If you know your body is not working, and that isn't the first story, isn't about Facebook, because I know other people it's happened to. If you know you get together with someone and stuff is not working, be honest, leave it alone. Don't try to entrap that person just for your own good.
I can't see a man walking around saying that. Hey, honey, how's it going? Hey, I'm hung great, baby. It doesn't work, though, but don't worry about it.
No one's that honest. Oh, right. So why get into a relationship with someone and then leave it for that person to have to find out, and then they have to do something, well, or they have to encourage something, or they feel sorry for you.
He deceived me. He didn't tell me his penis didn't work. And I've told him I've slept with 5 guys and I knew it was 50. Oh, God, he's so horrible.
Mm.
Wow.
I told him I never did this, and he's the first person I did this with. Let's be for real. Let's be for real. And then there's lying by omission, you know? The stuff that you just don't say.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
lying by omission.
So nobody's being completely honest the majority of the time.
Hello.
Freaky Mike.
All right. Yes. Welcome to the show, Michael. You finally made it back.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm back, man. Well, I'm back. It's a snowy East Coast. Everyone's snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back here with you guys. So where did we leave off? What I missed? I wanted to comment on what the lady was saying, but I want you guys, I don't want to cut into you guys. I want you to
Well, go
start.
Ahead, Michael.
But
you
I
want
like to address some things that she was saying. Well, she was hitting a lot of topics. Well, first of all, Mr. Talk, I must say, you know, you get on me to talk about erections, but today I think I can get away with that, huh?
Well, here we go. Okay. All right, I'm finna do the Beasley, Mike. I'm not feeling comfortable with you talking to the erections.
I'm saying the lady said it. We had the dialogue about this stuff. This is a local conversation. She was talking about blood and all of that. I'm just saying, call it for what it is. It's a
Okay.
But I mean, she was saying some things and. She was talking about the mind and about masturbation, and she was saying masturbation is not appropriate. I think that's not what it's used for. And one thing she did say is that what the mind can do. And, you know, a lot of people think, I just basically think when she was talking about the mind, you just got to be in the right mood. When a man and a woman gets together, that's the one, I think when two people are in unison together, I really don't think if you are, you know, no matter if you're a prostitute or if you're in love or what have you, when two people are having that sex, they're one. They're in tune. Both of them are trying to get some type of pleasure out of it, most cases. And that's what the pleasure is. Now, she was mentioned that we can't get pleasure outside of ourselves. Well, there has to be a balance to that because factually, I do get pleasure out of things outside of myself. I don't live in this world alone.
All right, who's got
the
television going on?
Somebody.
That's not me. That's not me.
That was me.
But anyway, right. But bringing toys to the bedroom. Yes, it's okay if you want to spice it up, but I say before you get to the bed, I mean, bring the toys to the bedroom, that naturally, those two natural bodies you know, pleasuring each other, I think that should come first before we bring any other objects into the bedroom. That's just me personally.
Okay. I have a comment.
Go ahead, Mr. Beasley.
Now, Ebony, if the guy that couldn't get an erection on his honeymoon and had a disappointed virgin wife, what if he had one of them little buzzer things that you put on your finger and everything?
What if he had that and a
dildo with like a, you know, a chicken head on the top of it that like vibrated?
Where did the chicken head come from?
And moved counterclockwise and moved a little French tickler. That's what they call it, a French tickler that moved counterclockwise. And what if you just said like, oh, okay, it's not going to be a good night for me, but I can make this happen. If he would have done that, she was like, wow, my husband is the most creative lover in the world. I'm so happy as can be. I'm glad I waited 20-something years to get married because he took me to heights and areas that I didn't receive. So toys, in that instance, would have saved people about a lot of useless Facebook banter.
It may have done, but, you know, I suppose from a woman's perspective, you know, the stories I hear is that some things that are dead can't be resurrected. I'm sorry to say. Like, some people, it's just gone too far, and you do need to go get help. I mean, seriously, I laugh about it, but there's some people, you know, if you got to a certain age, you ain't working, go and get some help. And not that you don't, in your heart says it's like, you know, they say the mind's willing, but the flesh is weak, and sometimes it's like that. That in your mind and in your head, you think, I really want this, I'm really excited for it. But when the time comes, especially if you've been, I think if people have been existing on masturbation, sometimes when you have to actually have intimate sex, you know, for real, it doesn't work. Sometimes that affects you. Some people have been masturbating for too long, and I think that's something that people don't want to be challenged on, but it is true. It happens for a lot of guys.
Well,
it
serves
the purpose,
though.
Well, there's two sides to this coin as well.
It serves the purpose. I haven't said, but everything serves its purpose. There's pros and cons to everything, and I agree with you. But then again, on the other hand, a male can use masturbation, so he may not have orgasm as quick. So masturbation, how you want to use it, can be practiced. It has pros and cons.
Yeah, but there's some people who use it because, you know, it's a way of self-gratification when you're not having intimate sex with someone. And I understand that. But when you start getting into years and years of that, and some people are on it for a long, long time and not, you know, and become just like dildos, okay? That can happen with dildos, where you become almost immune to real, you know, to a real touch of somebody, and it all becomes about the electronic sensation. That happens as well, okay? Mm. Too much of anything is not good. And I think sometimes there is too much for some people. And if you become desensitized to the real thing, you know, then you got to admit maybe you've got an issue that isn't something that someone is about the person with you. You may need some other help. You may need to go take some Viagra. You may need to go see a doctor and have something done. I don't know what you need to do, but sometimes don't bring it to the bedroom and ask your partner to deal with it because they may not have the answer. And then it just creates it.
Well, masturbation has nothing to do with someone unable to have an orgasm or
I'm just saying it may be one of the because I know
no, not
talking about inability to have an orgasm. She's talking about the inability to get an erection.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. If you don't have an erection, how can you get an orgasm?
No, she's not understanding.
I'm staying on the topic.
All right, you coming in and out.
If someone self-pleases themselves, they can get aroused.
Right.
And now I'll go back to what she said because I say you still need to think of a thought to even arouse yourself. Some people say, I don't have to think of nobody. And I say, okay, to eat your own. But I'm saying most cases, you still have to put your mind in a certain place to get that to that arousement point, because we all know that. I'm just keeping it real. So what I'm saying is, it's not the problem of because some people masturbate because they don't want to get in a relationship, but they still want to get self-gratification. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Now they may have need so well. Why don't I want to be with a person? Maybe they have some baggage. Maybe a man messed up their life, came with their life, and tried to woo her. She don't want to be with a man. Maybe a woman cheated on this guy. Now he don't work with her now for years. He's just self gratifying this case and just going on. Now, having said that, I think they needed some issues, but I don't think it's nothing about a sexual arousal or they can't get hard. Because
yeah, but sometimes, Mike, sometimes you're bringing yourself off, right, to porn, right? And sometimes you ain't going to get that level of porn in the bedroom. And if your mind is set up for that level of porn, and let's keep it real, some people, that's where their mind is now. That's the level, that's the expectation almost mentally. If you don't get that when you're in the real situation, sometimes it don't work for you, okay?
Well, you know something? What about the SNL crew, the people that suffocate themselves? And what do you think about that? SNL is
well,
drinking
it up. I think that's a little bit.
They almost died. They almost died. They had to fight. That's crazy. They said almost kill me, and I want to have a orgasm and almost kill me at the same time. I said, wow. But hey.
Oh, okay. So. Sound like you've been there before, Michael. Okay.
Well,
but let me bring...
I got a question.
Okay. Hold on for a minute, Beasley. Hold on for a minute, Beasley. Hold on. Let me get Maze in, then Beasley, you can ask your question.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Maze. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right. Go ahead and ask your question, Mr. Beasley.
Ebony, now, did this virgin, first off, you know, her going on Facebook... You know, I don't believe the story anyway. Her going on Facebook and sharing the intimate details of her honeymoon night is tacky and inappropriate no matter what happened, okay? So that's one thing. But secondly, and I don't know if she's a virgin of her mouth, but did she try anything and everything to get this man to function? That's one question. Number two, you're putting a lot of the weight of performance on a man. And I guess it's true. As a man ages, his performance is just not going to be the same as when he's younger. Okay, but there's something that you seem to have forgotten, that women age as well. And through childbirth, not doing Kegel exercises to exercise.
Yep.
You know,
Right, exactly.
There are women out there with cavernous vaginas, okay? Where you know it's almost like Geppetto can go down there and open it up and scream and look for Pinocchio. And how do you tell a woman about that?
Well, you can, because you know what? Hey, I'm not
so
saying, I'm saying
street,
honesty,
but you don't hear
I'm
men,
saying
you don't
honesty
hear...
in the bedroom on both sides. And I'm saying some
right,
women.
That's why we go for younger
some,
women.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But, you know, even younger women ain't fooled by an old dick.
No, so. That's true. That's true, too. No, that's true, too. And even childbirth isn't an accurate indicator of how tight a woman is.
But that's why they give us sex drugs like Viagra.
But what do you tell a woman? Dang.
It's too dang big.
I can't feel myself. The air gets in there. It makes these noises and everything.
Okay.
You turn me off. You don't tell them. You move on to someone else.
You don't tell them. But
you tell them to go to the doctor and get it fixed.
The truth is, it's fixable. Most things are fixable. Some things aren't, but some things are. I remember, and I'll tell you this seriously, about 7 years ago where I was working, we had someone come in, and she would teach the women how to, you know, pull it in, suck it in, create those muscles that had gone, okay? And, you know, over the course of like 3-4 months of exercise, Pilates exercise, a lot of women improved their sex lives. There's also, if women do belly dancing, there are pelvic exercises in belly dancing that pulls it in. So your body can go back to something it was very near to what it was before you had your first child, okay? It is possible, okay? And so if your woman needs that be told that, that's something that's going to help her anyway. Because it may, you know, she may not stick around for that relationship because maybe whatever, however she wants to hear it. But in the, if she knows that's going to get her better sex, most people go out there and improve themselves, okay? It's just the way you communicate it. And what I'm saying is there needs to be more honesty in the bedroom. People don't want to be honest about shit. That's the problem. Why?
Wow.
I think that's almost, I think that's almost a little too honest, and I don't know how a man can say that. And,
well,
I can be fairly blunt, but I just don't know how to say. I would have a hard time. I would have a hard time unless she said something about me. You know?
Wow. It's not worth.
Unless she said something about me, like, yeah, that was great, all four minutes of it, I'd be like, dang. You know, if your pussy wasn't so damn big, maybe it'd be more enjoyable for me. I mean, that's the only time I can hear myself saying it. But I'm telling you, even someone that speaks freely like me, and I mean this, Ebony, and I got to tell you, you know, erectile dysfunction may be a problem, but you can't tell me that blown out of shape, out of proportion, cavernous vaginas are not as equal a problem. And men don't discuss it.
And I know they exist. Yeah, Beasley. But you see what? Men don't discuss it, and women don't discuss the shit that happens for them. And I'm saying that if you want to have a relationship with someone that you really love and you want it to work, then even if you've got to sit in front of a counselor, you've got to talk about stuff or just keep moving.
Okay, so basically you're saying that size matters to some women, and if she finds out that the size is not right, she should let him know, let her, the man know that you're not big enough for me. So women will never let you know that.
She just starts talking to somebody else.
Exactly, but I'm letting you know, see, I talk to some women, and I'm letting you know some women telling me that they have messed with guys, had the biggest cojones, but the mood wasn't right, and they didn't get it off at someone who was smaller. Because I'm letting you know, when it comes to that mood, like that lady was saying, to me, it got to be, how do you feel about this person? If a woman does not feel that she's having sex with the right person, he can have the most biggest cojones that she wants. She may not get as wet than a person she can feel right. That person with that big, that cojones may have an orgasm four times. But if somebody that's right, we may have a little lesser size than him, but she's still more in tune with him, that man can make her come 20 times in 30 minutes, man. So I'm letting you know, it's all, you can't look at one. And I can't look and say, you know what, she got a big butt, she's the way to go, or she got big titties. I can't do that. I have to look at, to me, I look at the totality of everything. And when I'm saying, when I look at the totality of everything, that mood got to be right. That's what me personally, I cannot be beeping and arguing with, you can call me as a woman or not. I can't argue and beep with a woman and then lay down with her when we haven't solved our issues. That's me personally. I grew out of that shit. Now, people say that's sissified for a man to say that. But no, sometimes that move got to be right with me, because when I get that, I want a pleasure. I don't want to have nothing back in my mouth.
She's getting more out of it than you anyway. You may as well make everything right if you're doing something about it.
No, I get mine.
Yeah, she's getting as much out of it. She's getting as much out of it or more.
I think if you guys, I get mine, I'm going
25 years the next day.
I think there's a great link in the chat room to the benefit of Kegel exercises for women. And so, like, Beasley, when you meet that woman that's, like, out of shape down there, that's where you need to, you know, you need to send her to those exercises.
And you can't
can
teach
correct.
No old dog new tricks.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Oh, man,
yes,
I'm
you
not
can.
Man.
Uh-oh. Well, hold on for a minute, y'all. Hold on. I know May's been waiting patiently.
Oh,
so
go
let's get May's in. Go ahead, May.
May's done Kegel.
You're funny to me.
You know, you can, all you ladies, you can do your Kegels while you're listening to the radio show, while you're hosting the show. Nobody has to know.
What?
Everybody right now constricts. Hold it for five. One, two, three, four,
go
five.
Ahead, May.
Exhale.
Okay, I'm going to help you.
Go ahead.
It's like constrict. You lose your statement, hold it. Have a baby in it. and it's loose down there, whatever you say. It's like that because she had a short one, and a short one came in behind a long one, and she's not really wore out. It's just the wrong one there.
What?
That could be. That could be. You pulling a Volkswagen bug behind a Mack truck.
Whatever, man.
I'm not even buying that one. Okay, try something else, Maze.
It could be one of the problems.
Okay, what's the other problem?
And the other problem, she knows how to tighten it up when she wants to, baby or not.
Yeah, she used some vinegar, right?
I don't know, Mr. Talk.
Say what?
Vinegar? Mr. Talk knows.
Vinegar? Somebody say vinegar? What the hell? Vinegar? Really? I was going to say easily when women
and a lot of them go get surgery. And a lot of them go get surgery.
But they don't even have
that's true.
Yeah. You know, when you have your child, when you have your first child, or anybody who has a baby, okay, before you even leave the hospital, they give you the exercises that bring, you know, that will bring your uterus right back to where it was. The problem is most women don't do the exercise, okay? You're supposed to do the exercise. By the time you leave hospital, everything will be back in place, but women don't do the exercise. So years later, they complain about everything being out of place. You've given the exercise when you had the child. Everybody knows that it's a natural part of giving birth, that the body will, you know, it'll move out of place. Of course, you've got a huge baby coming out. But you can pull it back to where it was, and that's the benefit of exercise.
A gynecologist told me one time that they do a little surgery where they sew it and make some men think that they're virgins when they're not, because they sew it up and it's so tight that they don't know that they're not virgins.
Oh, that's not going to fool anybody.
You know what I heard today, Mr. Talk? I heard this today, and I think Mason may have heard it.
If the hymen isn't there, it's not going to fool anybody.
No. Hey, can you hear me? Someone told me, and this goes with the topic, I don't know, but someone told me that premarital sex is perverted.
Right. What? And 98% of the people in the world are perverts then.
Exactly.
Oh,
and I'm saying,
okay.
I don't know what's going on, ma'am.
Someone's
I didn't know. I'm listening to this. That premarital sex is perversion.
What do you mean, ma'am?
Oh, the Lord.
Yeah, that's a fundamentalist. That's a fundamentalist who believes that.
What do y'all think about that statement?
Why are you changing the topic?
That's what he does.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I'm changing the topic. You just have a question.
If you listen to what you were saying, you guys were even around that topic, you know, about virgins and premarital sex. I mean, some people think you have to be a virgin, you know.
You just have a question. Nothing wrong with having a question, is it?
No,
okay.
But we're not going to divulge into that, because I already see where that's heading at, and we're not going to do that today.
I ain't got nothing to say about the Bible. I got everything to say about what you see around the world right now.
A woman with eight or nine kids,
with 8 or 9 baby daddies, a man with 12 or 13 children by 12 or 13 different women. You get all of
maybe,
that.
Well, maybe they were bringing like toys in the bedroom.
More masturbation and self-gratification, then they won't have babies. How about
there's
that?
There's just some really irresponsible people out there that would do things like that.
I agree. I don't know what they're thinking about.
You can't say they're having a lot of babies and having abortions at the same time. You can't say they're having a lot of abortions and babies at the same time.
Right. Let me ask a question on that note, Beasley. My question is this. Now, you know, a lot of people had a lot of children back in the day, especially our people had a lot of children back in the day, and they didn't have any toys in the bedroom. They just
don't know what they had.
Man, no more people ain't had no toys. You know, the poor black people ain't had no toys. Stop acting foolish. The more Californian you are, the more I don't know about you. You from San Francisco, huh?
You never said my thing.
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't live close to San Francisco.
You have to realize people make it, especially us, especially some men or some women may get jealous of the toy.
Well, that's possible. Sure.
The toy gets more attention than the human being.
I had a chick I was in the military with, and she was dealing with a guy, and her and the guy had another woman. The toy that came to the bed with them was another woman.
That's a cool toy.
What wound up happening is the woman that was the outside woman was getting more attention, and the chick was like, she got pissed off about it.
It happened.
Yeah, it happens.
So,
sometimes it happens where when a guy brings that woman, the two women find up dumping the guy, and they start marrying and living together.
That happens too.
Yeah.
it all goes down when you want to walk on the wild side. You might have an outcome that you didn't expect.
Exactly.
It's the truth.
California love.
Hey man, don't knock it till you try it.
So you know what? That goes back to the old saying: "Be careful what you ask for."
Oh, it ain't nothing.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it happens.
You know, because if you listen to the so-called experts, what they tell you: the man's fantasy is the menage a trois, right? That's,
No, I'm going to have to agree with Beasley. I never really.
Ask you guys: if a woman was
the average guy.
I'm going to ask you something. If a woman would ask any of you, just come out and say, you know what, I wouldn't mind bringing another woman to the bedroom because I want to see you have sex with someone else, what would you say? Would you
no.
take her up on it?
I've had it happen
where she said the first part, but she didn't say the second part. And she told me she didn't say that she wanted me to have sex.
You know what, that menage a trois might really have some merit, Eric? Is when two strange chicks, if you meet two strange chicks and all of a sudden they're really wild, yeah. But if you're having somebody, if you really like somebody, you don't want somebody else. That's how I feel. Joe, I'm asking a question.
But let me ask you this. Mm. Say the one that you're kind of serious with that you did, and you've been seeing each other for, 7 or 8 months, and it's
right.
exclusive. She brings this up to you. She says, "You know, my friend,
don't want
Susie.
It. Don't want
right.
it. But I, this
you
is
don't
what
want
I'm
it.
Saying. Don't want it if it's somebody that you're intimate with. But I'm saying if you've met two, let's say you met two really good-looking strange chicks in the club, right? They know each other. Maybe you've seen each other around for a while, didn't really even strike up a conversation until now, all of you are nice and drunk. Now, the average guy is going to say, yeah, baby, gold mine, jackpot. But if he's become intimate with one of them, right, and now she wants to bring in somebody else, let's say the other person that he hadn't met yet, I don't think he'd go. I know I wouldn't go for it.
Yeah, they're going to hop on to the next
guy.
What
if it's not what you thought it was? You thought it was a woman when you got there, was it?
You done went to a whole different
round.
Bad news. No, that can happen, too.
They got them out there just like women.
You stomp on the brakes and you pull out your toys, a 9 millimeter.
Whatever.
This is my toy, and this is not happening
right now. Men
always
take women to the bedroom and don't even know what they got just because of a look.
We.
Sometimes
it begins
after the fact, but not before.
Maze, let me ask you a question. Have you ever introduced any toys in your bedroom?
Have I? I've been to the toy store. Have fun in there. Slim stuff you can.
Hello, I like.
No. That's not the question. The question is, have you introduced any into your bedroom?
She said she went to the toy store.
Okay,
that's not
bringing
them to the toy store.
Not only did she
introduce
them, she went and shopped for them and tried to. Now, did you shop for
them?
They
just keep them in the closet, and they just in the closet collecting dust, right? Okay.
A little shoebox.
They never got wet.
See, Mike, you missed the point. We went into the toy store together. You have people in the toy store to show you the different toys and what's out and the different flavors of the different things that they have in there. That's for people that have never been in a real toy store.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what
What you say?
I said that's what we were talking about before. If it's mutual, good going.
I find that women are quicker to introduce these type of things and know more about these type of things than your average than your average guy.
So if a woman, I don't know if y'all brought this up, so what if a woman wants to introduce a big, you know, hey, I want to bring this big dildo to the relationship. I mean, how's the man going to feel? I mean, and he looks at him and he says, hold up, that's bigger than me.
If
you're
in there together, Mike, if you're in there together, you
say?
You in there together, you don't eat everything.
No.
You don't have to sleep that thing.
I can't lie.
Hey, my mind normally don't go here. Y'all think I'm just thinking about this now. No.
No, you gotta be.
How you gonna introduce another? I don't care if it's foreign. Another penis or whatever.
Mike, that's not the only thing
that's in there with you.
You need to go in there because you don't know what's in there.
You know what's a cool toy that helps women? That helps women? Those little balls,
Mike.
Those wah wah balls.
You do that when I'm not there.
Mike.
You do that.
They
got don't tell me nothing
Mike.
About that.
Mike,
I'm
listen.
Not going to sit
help.
There and listen and watch her put another like penis inside of her and then she gets it and she's I'm looking.
Mike.
No, that's not me.
Mike, can I answer? Can I tell you something?
The cold part is, Mike, is that after she puts it in
me,
after she puts it in her, you're
next. No, because what I'm standing there doing, Mike. I'm standing
you're
there looking crazy. I don't want no other man watch me have sex.
That's when
I don't want no
that's
other
when
man
it gets challenging.
Okay.
All
right.
They got a plastic doll. Mike, they got a plastic doll in the toy store.
No
they
other
thing. You always talk about the things for the men. For the women, they got something for men.
I am the lead in that bedroom. I don't play that now. All that bedroom, no.
So you're the leader in the bedroom.
I'm the guest. I'm the lead. I take total control.
I thought you said nobody should be the leader.
No. I'm talking about out with the couple.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I take over. I'm letting
in
you know
bedroom.
That now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I'm done with you.
Okay.
Naturally.
So did I tell you? Can I tell you some of the things that's in the toy store? Since somebody haven't been in there, they got a plastic doll in there. They got poles in there. They got whips in there. They got candy in there, different flavors. And they also got chains in there and a whole lot of different stuff. They got men in there. The men don't have women. They got stuff in there for them, too.
Oh,
it's like going through a museum looking at things.
Anybody seen the documentary?
You didn't even know they had
the guys had living dolls. They pay $1,700 for the dolls. Lifelike.
Yes.
Lifelike dolls, and they fell in love with these. I'm not talking about plastic dolls. I'm talking about like 150-pound dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that documentary where guys are falling in love with them?
Mm-hmm.
My
God.
Well, I say they'll fall in love with anything. It could be real or fake.
Sure could. That's for sure. Yeah.
And they don't know what's
ever,
going on.
You know, that's scary. If you're mad, you can punch her in the face and never get in any trouble. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, God, Beasley.
Really,
oh,
Beasley?
Man.
Really? Oh,
I'm
man. I don't even really
bright
mean
side.
Said that.
I'm always trying to look at the bright side.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a bright side.
You know what?
Side.
I'm having a bad day today.
Yeah, that's
I think
a good question. What did
happen?
Well. Yeah.
Say what, Beasley?
That's a joke, Mr. Talk.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. That's what I was asking. What did
I
you
said,
say?
I said, you know something? I'm having a bad day today. I think I'm going to put you in a headlock and run your head into the wall. And it would be cool. It's a
okay.
toy. It's an inanimate object. It's not a real woman.
I guess you have a point there. Huh?
That's
if you break
right.
it, you go buy a new one, right?
or send it in for warranty.
Yeah.
They showed that in the documentary. They shipped them back in a box.
Told
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's my toy? Where's my woman?
I mean,
here?
You know, really, that's only fair considering they had some from women a long time ago. You know, so it's only fair.
It's
amazing. Only
fair.
I got
love of them.
I got yeah. one. I named mine One Angry Jew.
Wow.
And that was old.
So I shave it, I put some fishnets on it and some mom. And some red lipstick. Right.
That's crazy.
Some metal
all right.
5-6 year pumps, yeah. But I'm really getting too personal here right now.
You know you're gonna come on the line later and say, how long is it gonna take for you to hang up on me, pussy?
Mike got him good the other night.
Oh, he did? What did you say,
Mike? Mike asked him what's his wife's name.
What did he say?
He couldn't say anything. And then he said something else. He said, well, the only difference between me and you, Jew, is that I can afford a show and you can't.
Lord. Anyway, let me bring somebody else in the conversation because y'all.
Hey, how long you going to hang up on me, pussy? I wonder who it is.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Let me bring in Miss Vicky.
Oh, somebody else beside that.
Hello, Vicky.
Hi, darlings. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Vic.
Hi, Joe. How's everybody? How you doing? Yeah. Okay, I just want to, I've been listening to the conversation. You've had me absolutely cracking up over here. But what happens when a woman goes to a man's house and he has more sex toys than you have? What do you do with that?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Sounds like a match made in heaven. Everybody's okay
with
it.
Right.
Sound like a match. You can mix and match. You probably have some doubles.
Sound like a man who's willing
he
to
had,
please a woman no matter what.
Right.
Right.
Sound like
he had a drawer. I just fled. Because, right, he had a drawer. He had butt plugs. I've never seen this amount of toys in my life.
Huh.
Okay?
Well, he was just waiting for you, Vic. He wanted to find out if you...
You fled?
Yeah, waiting for you.
You did an experiment?
Sure.
If I want to use a toy, I'll go and get a cucumber, as you always
say. Oh, I'm glad
saying,
you
Joe.
Said that, Vicky, because I knew I was thinking... I've been thinking about those cucumbers, you know,
Okay, Joe.
Keep it down.
But I didn't want to say anything. Okay.
But do men? I mean, it was something I've never seen before. I've got my toys. I own it. I've got a problem with it. I don't even use them. But do men have toys? Do men keep their own toys for their particular partner?
Your right hand.
Some men have toys and carry them around with them in the trunk of their car. They never leave home without it. You guys are laughing. I know a guy that's a musician that has it's some type of designer bag. It's a some type of Gucci or MCM bag, and it's not very big. It's about the size of a large purse. And he has all kinds of devices in there. He's into his devices.
Mm. Well,
does it automatically get wet? Does it automatically get wet?
He's aiming to please. Damn.
Why did you run away, Vic? If he's got the stuff there for you, why did you run away?
I'm saying, are they too pleasing men or women with their toys?
If he's got them for
you. I believe that he just pleases women. He likes women, but you never know what people are into.
Okay.
Vicky, since you're on the phone, I want to ask you, Vic, would you ever, let's just hypothetically speaking, if you're in a relationship, would you introduce a dildo as a toy in the bedroom? And if so, would you consider what size is it's going to be? Would you compare the size to your partner? Partner size?
How do I say this? I have a toy. It's broken. So it's broken.
Wore the shit out of it, huh, did you?
Apparently, huh? Apparently.
Let me finish. I didn't wear the shit out of it. I have had toys. I have used toys. I have no problem with toys. Interestingly enough, I have had partners that didn't like that I had toys. And the last time, a couple of years ago, there was a guy I met, and he wasn't great. We had sex the first time, and he was not good. The second time, you know, he thought he'd done something. I went into the bathroom, used my toys, and got myself off.
Wow.
He thought I went into the bathroom. I didn't say nothing. I went back in the bed, and I fell asleep, and he didn't know nothing. The third time now, I said, oh, no, this is getting stupid, okay? So I just decided to bring out the toys, and he was in the bed. And I got the toys out in the bed, and he was next to me. And he just put a pillow over his head, and he was freaking out. But he didn't leave. He didn't help. He didn't do nothing. And after that, I decided I no longer need you.
Oh.
Was the toy bigger than him? Was the toy bigger than him?
That's what men are afraid of.
Huh?
So that's what it's
bigger than
in terms of to answer your question, Mike, in terms of the size, to be quite honest, this is only me personally. I actually don't use the penis element of the dildo. I never use that part.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter, that part. As long as that thing's vibrating.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So women that do get that, it's just for different women, there's a different thing that they need.
But Vika, why didn't you just tell him that he wasn't doing it for you and give him a chance to take
another hour?
Look,
there you go.
Eric, I have a philosophy, right? If it's just tings, I don't need to teach you. We get what we get out of a ting. If you're my boyfriend and we're in a significant relationship, we're going to play around and we're going to work this out. If you are just passing through, I ain't teaching you nothing. Because I know you're on your way through.
Yeah, keep it
moving.
That's the British statement.
Keep it moving.
Right? Keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's their mantra.
Keep it moving.
So, if it was to fit, if it was a good fit, we had a session and it was really good and what have you, I'm not going to say, but I did let him know the reason when he called back as to why he hasn't heard from me for a while. I just said, I've got my equipment and I'm going to use that instead. I'm so sorry. And I just let it go. I let him know about it. But he doesn't care because he doesn't care about me that way. Do you know what I mean? When men don't care about you, they don't care if you give them that statement. It doesn't bother them because they got theirs. So that's why, in the end, what women do, you stop doing those things. You just stop doing it with people that don't care about you. And you only really discuss and you only will sit and converse with people that you're in something proper with.
Now, tell the real secret behind the cucumbers.
The size matter to you? Vicky, the size matter to you?
It does.
Okay, that's it.
It does matter. I don't need schlongs because oftentimes, to be quite frankly honest, they really can't do much. You know, they just do this bang, 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 porn sex stuff.
Well, we're in overtime, Mr. Talk. Can I ask you this? Well, what if it doesn't go all the way in?
What the heck?
Huh?
If I see that thing coming towards me, I'm getting out of the bed and I'm running away.
You need reconstructive surgery.
What if it doesn't go all the way in anyway? Factually.
Seriously, if you're going to touch my ovaries, no thank you. You need to keep it moving.
Touch your ovaries.
Now she said it can't be too big now.
No, it happened. It's happened with me. I've had sex with an ex-boyfriend,
and it took a while,
and I was with this guy for 5 years, but it took a while for us to get a rhythm because he was a little bit bigger, that we'd have sex, and I would be in pain, and when we worked it out, I went to the doctor, is because he was hitting on my internal organs.
Wow.
And I couldn't do it. Some women can take it. Some women have to work out that not every woman's got the same distance up there.
So are you saying it's a purpose for small size too? Are you saying this? I'm trying to get some education here.
Okay, you can't have small. You need to have.
So what is the right size of the woman? We got all these women. We want to know what the right size is.
You need to have gold. Basically, I've got this thing where I call it Goldie Cox. You need it not too big. Not too small, but the preference is the width. It's not about the length, it's about the width.
Mm-hmm. The walls, right.
It's about the width.
But see, everything hits your walls. When you put that, now listen to what you say.
If it's small, it doesn't.
Uh-uh. Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. I'm not a
woman.
If it's small, you
feel like basically there's a tampon kind of in me. But I can push it out.
Hmm.
So the size of the dildo don't matter. Besides, you said you don't use it.
It depends on the woman, Mike. There's some women
that need it.
Other women that know that they'll be, if they can be clitorally stimulated, they only need the vibrating bit on their clitoris and they will come. They don't use the penis. I've never used the penis part of my dildo.
So you guys are visual. When they say women are not visual, I think that's not true.
We want to see, that was a myth that was perpetrated
for years. Like, size didn't matter. It was all about how you used it. But yeah, but in the last few years, men have become more enlightened about that. Of course, yeah, women have been very, very blunt about it. Like, size does matter.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing about that. I do believe if a woman is truly in love with the guy, size really doesn't matter. Because she works on ways
to deal with it. Wait a minute, Michael.
What you were saying, Vicky? I'm sorry.
No, you know the guy that I was texting about last Thursday, right? The reason why I didn't marry him was because of his size.
Hmm.
Wow. That's the woman now.
Only reason I didn't marry him. Loved him to death. Was still, you know, trying to get rid of him for 11 years, even though he's married.
No, that might be the major reason, cucumber head.
Well, it
was too small. But his wife, he's now told me, his wife got... He told me what his wife said. He's got the kids. He's got three children. So it works. But when he used to contact me sometimes, he went in bed with his wife. She got what she wanted. She wasn't worried about that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. I'm not going to be comical. I'm going to be serious about this.
Me and Ebony are in the same fault.
Have you ever met a guy who wasn't really quite endowed, but he knew how to work it?
Mm-hmm.
And that satisfied you?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. That makes me feel better.
If somebody not even if they know what they're doing, they're really even interested in trying to please you, because there's a lot of people out there who want to have sex with people. They don't really know them. It's just, oh, I've met you, you're hot, I'm feeling horny, let's have sex. But they're not interested in really knowing that person or trying to please that person. They're just trying to get their rocks off on another human being.
Did you ever meet a guy who thought that he was... average, just about average, but actually was doing a decent job.
If you're about 6 to 7,
well, forget that shit. Have you ever met anybody who's smaller than that? What I'm saying is,
I'm going out here on the World Wide Web and telling my business. But the ex-boyfriend, okay, if I stuck my hand, and I'm a woman, women don't have the biggest of hands, but his penis erect wouldn't come past my cupped hand. Erect.
Oh, for God's sake. You stayed with him?
I was with him. I knew him for about a year. And in the end, I just couldn't do it because I said if he wanted to marry me, and I said, well, I can't marry you because I will cheat on you, so I won't marry you.
Wow.
To each his own. And you know what? You're entitled to that. But see, there's no buts in it. However, I've heard some conversations, and when I'm listening to you, I say every woman is different, because there's some women. I say that men with big cojones don't know how to work it, as Joe said. They don't know how to have sex, right? Some women say that the man can have the biggest kahuna.
They can have the biggest kahunas ever, right?
And if they're not in that right mood, if they're not with the right guy, if that guy's not...
Why are they worrying about the kahunas?
Cojones are my name, Mike. Say something out of a 60s song.
Say what?
Tallywhacker.
Huh?
What did you say, May?
I said men shouldn't be worried about that. It's nothing to be for a woman to worry about, not a man.
No, a man don't worry about it because of the woman doesn't
like it. Oh, we're just having a dialogue. I mean,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but Matt, do you know what? Okay. I've actually been asked. I've actually, which is the weirdest thing. I've never thought I'd ever have to reply to some conversation like this when a guy that you've met said, "Oh, how big is mine compared to someone else?" What the heck?
No, exactly.
I mean, the and that would make you wonder where's the bin, the men or women.
Most women want to feel it. Most women won't want to feel it before they get to it. Most women won't want to feel it first. I'm telling you. So you don't even got to say that. They won't want to feel it. They won't know what they're working with. They won't know what you got.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't really work. That doesn't really. It just depends on the guy. It's often what I've found in my experience is if you're a player, just, you know, players look good, smell good, look like they're going to be the best thing since sliced bread. They're going to give you your porn sex, and it's totally fine. The best ones to have sex with is the nice guys. Oh, my days.
Because who are you trying to fucking kid? You don't like nice guys.
Not the Vicky with
the cucumber garden that we all know. Who the fuck are you
so
kidding?
So looking good and smelling good and being a nice guy.
Oh,
shut up. Hold on, I got a question.
It's all
about
cucumbers. Cucumbers have different sizes.
Looking good and smelling good and being a nice guy are mutually exclusive?
No, all of them. Because players can, you know, players play a part, okay? They know what they're up to. They know that they look a part. They know that they look a certain way that attracts women, okay? In my experience, I have found, especially like with the boyfriends that I've had, he looked like a dork. He didn't look like really too much, but he was a cute.
I've heard that.
But he was concentrated. And I will take that over a guy that looked as fine as hell any day of the week.
Oh, you're a freak, Vicky.
She's lying your fucking ass off.
Joe!
You're lying. I believe her. All you fucking do is just fucking trying to make him feel like he's fucking 2 inches small.
What?
Yeah,
no, really?
Oh, yeah.
She's talking about the performance.
No, you got to remember,
you said that this guy was perfect, but the only thing about him was his size.
He had potential,
but the only thing about him was his size, and you couldn't go forward.
She spoke more than one person about the fiance.
If I'm going to marry you and have to be with you for the rest of my life potentially, if I know up front that that's going to be a source of disappointment to me every time, I'm not going to be able to do it.
I can't blame you there.
It's going to disrupt my relationship. So I want to put myself in that.
So sex is a very strong right.
Sex is important. Yeah.
So, what is the percentage of important sex that you in a relationship?
Some people like having is important with the animals. The
animals.
Maze, really?
That's the next show.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start that shit.
You'd be surprised.
Wow,
what are you bringing that up for?
See, I thought my mind was crazy. Y'all going crazy today.
No.
Hey, Vic, have you ever, you yourself or have your girlfriends, have you ever had boys where they're good in bed or decent, but let's say good in bed, but you've never really complimented them, but you keep going back?
They know.
Hold on, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking.
I don't know if you can hear me that well. You've got your rating scale. I mean, you know, I would be able to go into the corners of my dusty mind and say, yeah, I had a number one, number two, number three dick. Yeah, of course.
I mean, no compliment, because, I mean, like, for example, I've never, ever, ever got a compliment, but I've had girls who actually rearrange their schedule just to come back.
Yeah, then that's
a compliment.
You want to know the test. One way to know if you did a good job or not is when you're finished.
If she comes back.
Say, go make me a sandwich.
Thank you.
Yes. Say, go make me a sandwich. And if she just hops up and gets to moving like Flash Gordon, that sandwich comes back with some garnish on it and a little piece of fruit.
No.
then you know that you did a good job. They have a certain smile on their face.
Yeah,
you know, now, sometimes you don't even know that you did all of that. You're like, well, I did all that.
Because I've never
ever. And they got that smile on their face.
I've never ever got a
nothing. They be motionless. They can't move. They be still in the state of shock when I'm done.
Touch me.
Well,
they
you,
still
well
be
you're the man, Michael.
They still
hold
be
on a minute.
They,
hold
they,
on.
They still be coming out of unconscious.
Well, one time,
okay,
one girl,
hold on.
She went half the
hold
drive.
On.
They still not
hold
conscious.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Vicky and Maze, I have a question coming out of the chat room. Are women supposed to compliment men for good sex?
No.
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 For what? He shouldn't know. He shouldn't have to compliment him.
No.
Really? Why not?
Are you kidding?
Why? Why should he have to compliment
him? Selfish creature.
Maybe he just told you.
Wait a minute.
That's
women. Women want to be complimented all the fucking time. But
no,
you
don't.
Can't compliment a man when he's really doing something good and bad.
Really?
We not going to say it when
maybe
you
that,
so
because if you're running from you, that should let you know.
All right, don't compliment me. Just clean the kitchen and the bathroom and cook something, and we're straight.
Excuse me, I'll do that anyway.
Good,
you know,
good. I mean, all right, just clean the kitchen and the bathroom,
so,
and
know,
don't talk too much. Keep smiling around here. You know when they're walking around on
your
nose.
I mean, you mean to tell me you guys have never had sex, and then someone says, oh, my God, that was just so fucking good, or... I never,
had a chick compliment me on how good it was. I just know that one girl in particular sticks in my memory now. She had to go out of state. She said, when can I come back? I said, we come back on this particular date. She made sure, and she said it'll take me 2.5 hours to get there. She drove fucking from the time she got out of that work assignment to the time it hit me. It was 2.5 hours on the fucking dot. Nothing
you
knew
you
were
no
doing it. So what they say is before or afterwards, how long they say why we're doing it. So that's all I want to say.
But, but now May says, no, you're not supposed to compliment you. Well, maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they felt they shouldn't have. Because I mean,
you know. Let me ask this question. Is it really important to men that they be complimented?
No, but it's going to come natural, though. If it's good, it's going to come natural. You don't look
right.
At it.
You'll be able to tell her. You can ask her.
You don't
even
think about
good.
That.
Because
I've never had
anybody fucking compliment me. They just kept coming back.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment. I mean, it's this double standard bullshit. They want to have the roses. They want to be told how they smell nice. But they can't do that for me.
Joe, let me ask you this, Joe. Would you rather have somebody compliment you and treat you like you don't matter, or would you rather have this woman that drives 2.5 hours and wears a diaper
Thank
to come
you.
Get you?
Where did the diaper come from?
Hold on. Well, that comes from that astronaut that drove across country to get the other girl.
Yeah,
she wore a diaper.
Yeah, I know.
But she didn't have any time to waste.
I know. Well, she was out there to kill the guy, though.
Well, whatever. That's just a small turn from passion. It's all passion.
Mm.
It's just passion gone bad.
But it'll be nice to get a goddamn compliment. Jesus, fuck.
Joe, you're not... Okay, a woman will compliment you, not in the way like, oh, thanks, honey, that fuck was really good. We are not going to say that.
Mm.
The fact that we're holding you, hugging you, all of those things, you could tell that we're all a little bit all over the place. That will be saying to you, if you can read our body language, we were happy with what happened in
that
moment.
She'll let you know in action.
No,
I'd rather have the words.
When two people have just had the most sweaties and passionate sex for the damn near hour, and then we fall and collapse on each other, you mean to tell me we're not going to look at each other and say, damn, that was so fucking good?
Or you just start smiling.
Millions of people do this every damn day.
No, you're not.
Not saying you're going to do it every night.
I'm
what do you mean, man? Not saying you're going to do it every night, but people do that. That doesn't mean something's wrong in your relationship.
I would just like to do something like, you know, something
but
really nice and soft and sweet and say and have the chick say,
oh,
yeah, that was nice. I would just like to hear something like that.
No.
Yo, that was great. Can you take this cucumber out of my ass now?
Yeah, wow.
Well, to each his own. I've had it happen
like
to me. I've told
I mean,
a woman that she's told me that before, but does it happen all the time? No.
Well,
I have collapsed and got him going out. I said, oh, my God, that was just, whoa, that was like, that was some good. And I had her unconscious. She said, I never in my life. Oh, my God, that was, right, exactly. I've had that before.
You made a fucking broad go orgasmically unconscious.
Yes, when you had to slap them up after they had 20 orgasms in about 5 minutes, yes, because I know a woman's body is different than a man. They can come multiple times, and I try to take them to the limit. That's just me personal.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a master.
Yeah, you're right about that. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. Get your ass up and go make me 2 sandwiches.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. I wouldn't eat that sandwich when it came back.
Make me 2 sandwiches. Okay, Dad. Okay, yeah, no problem.
You sound like you had plenty of sandwiches.
Plenty of sandwiches, right, Bees?
I'm trying to tell you it's a test. It's a real-life test. Okay. It works better than the lemon juice test. And that's another thing.
All righty, then. We got one more question. East Coast in the chat room says, does sex lead to being monogamous? Monogamous. Huh?
Not for Vicky.
No, it doesn't.
Dang, Vicky said no so fast, she act like she'll screw your friend.
Wow.
No,
Vicky,
I have sex too much in this dialogue, okay? But
no, you're being
anymore.
Honest. I appreciate it. You're a modern woman. You're a liberté woman.
Excuse me, Beasley. What? I'm a celibate modern-day woman. So
yeah,
I'm
sure.
You're celibate now?
I've been celibate for about 3 years.
Oh, I have pity those cucumbers. Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Wow.
Exactly. But I'm not.
How do you know
women,
it still works, Vicky?
I know it still works because, hey,
never mind.
I pee
you don't
out
have
of
to
it
say.
Every day, so it still works. Okay.
All right. I'm just trying to look out for you.
I thought
Vicky,
we were going
to
get it
in. Vicky, without being, without even sounding facetious, are you celibate because of, have you found religion or found spirituality, or have you just found that guys just
probably found some peace not having guys in her life like that?
Actually, it's a combination of both. It's a combination of there's a lot less drama.
Right.
There's a lot less. I don't date because if I date, then you're going to have to get involved in that whole sexual conversation, and
right,
there comes a lot of drama that comes with that. And I'm really just not in that.
But see, are you
life,
having
so
that baggage? Is that baggage you're speaking up now? Because the only way that you can say that, you're going on your past experiences. Because, see, I have to think about that, too. Because sometimes that whole
celibacy?
I understand what she's saying. It's a cooling off period, and it's a time for some reflection and getting into yourself.
Yeah, she's
getting into herself. You're going to have better success. She's going to have better success in the next relationship or situation gets in because she's taking the time to herself. She's in tune with herself. You get to think about things, what I like and what I don't like, instead of hopping from person to person or hopping from one situation. Or hopping from one situation, it goes bad, and you try to find someone as quick as you can so that you don't feel bad about the previous situation. And that's the way a lot of people live their lives. And
see,
you end up with a lot of baggage and a lot of damage. You take some time.
Yeah, see, I've never done that. I'm a
all right, no, but there are women
well,
that
right,
do, and
there's
men that do that,
you
that
too. Happiness, though. But, right, but see, there's a balance to that because you can't isolate yourself, because you have to seek your happiness. You have to go out and seek the person who you want to be with. Right.
She's a woman. They hit on her. They go, hello.
Exactly. Hello, right, exactly, Jesus.
Hello, miss.
Right, we have it harder.
Hello. Right.
Can I, hello. I wonder how they do it there. They can't be as polite as, hello, miss. Yeah. Do you think you'd be available for some tea sometimes?
Oh, Beasley, you're so funny. No,
I'm not so funny.
Weird.
I
think the way dating is actually not dating anymore. It's just basically fucking with a title. And so people aren't dating. You're getting guys, I'm 45. You're getting guys that have been married for a few years. They're coming out of being married. They're hearing, oh, damn, there's pussy off the chain out here. They're literally losing their tiny minds, okay?
That sounds so sexy, Vicky, when you say that. I just have to say, when you say
the mad,
when you say fucking, it sounds so sexy,
going
I just
mad.
Have to say that. I'm sorry.
And I just, you know what, the thing is, I'm used to of going on dates. I'm used to having a guy that you know for 3 or 4 weeks say, hey, you know what? I want you to be my girlfriend. I'm kind of used to that. And when this situation that's like you're texting, for 6 months, you're sexy, for 9 months, you don't know what it is. It's just not a place I want my soul, my spirit, or my body to be. So I just keep myself out of it. It doesn't mean I'm going to die. I'm still a human.
So when do you think that time is going to come for you to go out now? I mean, when are you going to
have the right guy comes around?
She didn't say she go out. She said she do not date. That's what she said. She probably go out.
Right. So,
she's not looking for.
Right, but I'm saying don't
you
have to have a balance though, Beezy? Right. Because I see what Beezy's saying. That cooling off. When do you know when that cooling off?
When the right person comes along
just
and her off her feet that she can't.
Oh, it just happens. You can't plan it. You can't control it.
She don't know.
Somebody's going to come along. It's going to get her attention.
Yes.
And it's going to stimulate her mentally first.
I don't
first.
Want just nobody to come along. I want
stimulate
to,
her
I
mentally
want
first.
Seeking too, though, Beasley, because I just
yeah,
don't want
well,
nobody
I don't
to
think
walk
women,
in my
I don't
life.
You know, women do seek, but I don't think they have to seek like men, because men are generally
right.
the generally speaking, they're the
initiated.
The burden of initiating contact is generally on the man, but you know
yeah.
there are exceptions. I think what she's doing is fine, and she will probably find a healthy, strong relationship this next time around, because she knows what she wants and what she doesn't want, and she's more grounded with herself.
Thank you, Beasley. That's exactly
right.
what I'm doing it for.
Yeah, I'm
trying
cool
to
right
tell
right
you,
now,
Beasley doesn't get enough
everything.
Credit.
Huh?
People think I'm some kind of clown or something. I mean, they don't get
no,
enough
no,
credit.
No. I think you're completely, totally on point. And I think a lot of women are getting to that point because, quite frankly, it's very difficult to put your emotions and your body on the line every day. You know, this guy is taking you out for the first date, the second date. They want to fuck you. Come on, seriously. That's a lot of stuff to put into your spirit and still...
Well, there's a cure for that. All you got to do is when you go out with them, all you have to do is pay half.
Huh?
All you got to do is pay for half of the date.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Oh, come on, Joe, what? Because you're the major proponent of that.
If you want to meet the guy,
then you go out and you meet him on a cheap date. What the hell does it matter to you if it's an expensive date or not?
What's wrong with going
Dutch?
Is that tacky?
Why
going Dutch is tacky?
Well, I didn't hear.
She's just going out. It's not dates. She's not dating.
Well, maybe. Well, it may not be courting, according to the old language.
Dated.
But the
I've
thing is,
in my life.
We don't want to court anymore. What we want, we want to get
date,
away
though.
From
you
all
hear,
of that romantic bullshit and find out if we really got a woman in tow instead of some chick who's out there trying to fulfill some Disneyland
right, because
fantasy.
Because when they talk about courting, you had to go meet the father and everything when they were talking about that courtship stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it was the whole people you do seminars,
you know what?
Like
that. That's funny that Mike said that, because generally, at least my experience, you meet the family after everything's already been down.
Exactly, especially when you get over another adult. I don't want nobody to meet my family that I don't know what. She'd be crazy.
Daddy has a clue. Their mother has a clue. Their sisters definitely know. They smile at you. The sisters smile at you. And the father gives you that stern look.
Oh, Lord.
As a matter of fact, there's a book.
Eric, am I officially off the hot seat now? Because I need to go to Ebony's show.
There you go. You
did
good. We appreciate you.
He said you was going to point it out. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
And Mike,
thank
the only
you.
Reason Mike gets concerned because...
Nine and a half, baby. How about that?
Locker room liar.
You know what's really funny, I've noticed in the last couple of years, is
that
really, really concerned about me because they think, oh, my God, she hasn't got a man and she's not having sex. Oh, my God, she's going to die. Really funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
first of all, I didn't put up with bad sex. Some of the guys I've slept with, they couldn't make me do it. If I had to use a vibrator and you're in the bed next to me, what would you need to be there for? So I'm thinking myself
cold,
how
Vicky.
To deal with all of that.
Try talking
cold.
To a vibrator.
Mm. Huh? Try talking to a vibrator.
If conversation is
I don't need one.
You don't need conversation?
I listen to you guys on the shows, and I talk to Ebony, and I do what I need to do. It's fine, you don't need, most of the time, if you're in that space, then you just don't. Well, I've got guy friends, genuine guy friends, but all the other guy friends, I got rid of them. Every single person was gone by last week.
Can I interest you in my one angry Jew doll? It speaks in monotone.
Oh, Lord.
Kind of
mercy.
Funny from time to
you
time.
You still got people texting you, Vicky?
Huh? Of
course she does.
You still have people texting you out of nowhere?
Oh.
People what? Texting me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You said guys
no,
always text you. Right.
No.
This year you said
well,
you were going to get rid of all the guys that used to text you.
No, they don't text me. I run things. They don't text me. I delete people. When I say to a man, I don't want to speak to you anymore, lose my number, which I've done a couple of times in the last month, they will not come back and I will never
just
contact
like that? Wait a minute. You said it just like that?
Yeah, I have done.
Lose my number. I'm going to delete you.
No, I said I don't want to know you anymore. Delete my number.
What brought that on?
Huh?
What brought that on?
Because
you irritated her. She didn't feel like
because
dealing
when
with their
bullshit.
She already let you know that this, you know, the size wasn't big.
In control. That's what brought her to that. She's in control of who she is.
A role
I'm just joking with you,
Becky.
I'm just joking with
other
you.
In other words, the next man that come along, he gonna have to pass her tips to even get near her a close to
right,
what she got.
Right, exactly. She got some standards.
Yeah.
So basically,
oh, stop laughing.
This
is false praise.
What I've worked out is, in my spiritual journey, it orders me to attract what I want to meet. I have to be free. And people have energetic ties to other people. And I had a couple of people that had very strong energetic ties to me, even though they were in their own relationships, and they didn't want to let me go. Like my ex, as I said on Thursday's show, my ex-boyfriend, we were texting while I was on the show to Ebony, and he said, I can't let you go. This man is married to three children, okay?
Hmm.
Well, is he lying, or is he, do you feel he's telling you the truth?
So hold on.
He's telling me the truth. He's telling me
the truth.
Because every time I try to say to him, can we stop talking as friends now? I feel weird. You're married. And we keep doing this little texting, and you keep phoning me. Because he always initiates contact. And I've always felt uncomfortable with it. But I kept it up because, you know, yeah, he was cool. But when every time he kept stepping the line, and it's 2 or 3 years, I stopped. Every so often I stop speaking to him, and then he comes back, and I keep talking. And I said, you know what, I'm done, because, and I said to him, you're the reason I'm single. And he was like,
yeah, because his plate is not clean. Right, his plate is not clean.
Yeah,
but according to you, you're going to do a guy, so you do cross checks, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you pat him down first. So you pat him down before he give you a kiss. You make sure you pat him down, make sure that that crotch is the right size, and then he's good to go.
I'm not like you, dating every woman and got a chick and dating everybody. That's not me, Mike.
No, I'm not saying it. No, I was just speaking about that you said the size really matters. So I'm saying you do a crotch check. That's one of the main things.
She's not doing no checking at all because she's not messing around.
Yeah, she's celibate. She doesn't do
that
stuff.
I know she's not now, but I'm just saying in general, in the future, that man, that crotch has to be a...
Well, in the future, if she's
off
celibacy.
I've seen some crotches, and the crotches haven't materialized into anything, so I don't work on that basis. I am going to basically get a camera in the bathroom and send you up there.
I hear that. See, I got that.
Wow.
Anyway, let me get off this show because I need to go and be on Ebony's show. Good night, everybody. Thanks
Ebony's
for
got a show.
I see you over there in a minute.
Joe, you're
late for your job, Joe. She's over there by herself. You're late for your job. Get on your job.
That's Mike. That's Joe. That's Maze. That's Eric. And this is a nice therapy moment. Thank you so much.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna harass you in a couple of minutes.
I'm not having sex.
Yeah. And I would love
that you're gonna leave and be happy.
Vicky, I'd have loved it. You said I have to hurry and get up off this show. You guys have got me horny now, and I must go get laid.
She's gonna pull out her toy. Her equipment is
gone. Get the toy.
You have woken up. You have woken up the sex goddess in my soul.
Take care. Bye.
Now we gotta go take a cold.
All right,
now.
Bye, Vicky.
Take it out the closet. Wipe the dust off.
All right, y'all. It's 4:33. Y'all know what time it is. Time for us to roll up out of here anyway. So we're going to go ahead and start with Maze. Maze, your final words.
Yes, what happened to Lo?
Lo left.
Oh, okay.
He's hardly at work.
Oh, okay. I just want to tell him to get his wife some strawberries and whipped cream.
Okay. That was your final words.
Yes, I'm alone.
Okay. All right,
Miss.
All right, you too. Wow. All right, Mr. Beasley.
Oh,
final
God,
words,
I'm not
sir.
Ready yet. No, it's always you get the most out of the topics here. You get the most out of the topics, no matter what the topic is. You people get the most out of it here, and I wish everybody well. There's nothing wrong with toys. Ain't really my thing, but a mind is like a parachute. If it's not open, it's not going to work.
Hmm. Interesting. All righty. Thank you, sir. That was very
all right.
Interesting. All right. All right. Let's see who's up next. Michael, you up next, sir. If I ever get your mic open. There you go. Go ahead, Michael.
Hold up. I got to write this down. The mind is the parachute. And it's the, oh, okay. I got that down, Bees. I just wrote that down. I got it. Yeah, great show. Real great show. We talked about a whole lot of things, and I learned a whole lot by just talking and dialoguing back and forth. We're giving all of our take back. I'm sitting here watching the snow. Everybody's snowed in on the East Coast right now, and I see y'all over at Ebony's show. So great dialogue, as always, Mr. Talk. And, yeah, I guess you're switching it up this year because you normally don't like to talk about erections and things. So I'm quite glad you gave me a chance to express myself like I wanted to do in the past. But great show, always meant to talk. And I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right.
All right, Joe. Final words for you, sir. Joe, are you there? Okay. He must have went on over to Ebony's show. All right, y'all. You know what? I want to thank everybody for participating in today's show, everybody on the switchboard and in the chat room, and everybody else out there listening on your different devices. Hey, it was a very lively conversation, that's for sure. Yeah. And the question was, then it is okay to bring toys in the bedroom. And I guess if both of you agree and decide that's what's needed, then yes, it's okay. You know, but I think the most important thing is that both of you agree, not just one person. All right. Well, that's it. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have another good one tomorrow. And the title of tomorrow's show is How Are We Conditioned? How are we conditioned? I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that. If you don't get any other show this week, make sure you hit this one tomorrow because there's going to be a lot of information put out there for you, okay? All right. But don't forget, if you want to send in comments, send it to ericletstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right, y'all, we about to get up out of here. I do enjoy having you. I want to give a shout-out to my co-host enjoying her day off, Sister Ngoni. Hope she had a good time. She'll be back tomorrow. And y'all know what I did? I forgot to even say the quote of the day. See, that I'm telling you. I'm so used to my co-host doing it, I forgot to do it all together. But it's okay. She'll be back tomorrow with, I'm sure, a great quote of the day. And just remember, show appreciation to that one you love or the one you think is special, because every now and then appreciation, you know, is appreciated. And who knows, you may get that appreciation back. So, and don't forget to keep smiling, you know, smile and laugh. You know, sometimes that's all it takes for you to get out of a bad mood, just to be able to laugh and be able to laugh at yourself. You understand? Laugh at yourself sometimes. You know, you just can't go around life being all serious and mad at the world. You know, just laugh at yourself sometime, and you'd be surprised how you feel, how much better you feel after that. All right? Well, y'all, that's going to be it till tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, and 1 Mountain Time. Y'all have a good one. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Mr. Talk, and I'm out of here.
Bye-bye.